I'ma do my own thing. Yeah. I'm finna buy a ringtone and let the phone ring. I decided that I gotta do my own thing.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in with me once again on this gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday, the first podcast of 2019. Yes. I am so excited to be back with you guys. I know it's been a minute because, you know, we've had the holidays and stuff. So I just took a little break for the holidays, spend time with family, you know, do the important stuff. Not saying that this is not important, but you know what I mean. Anywho, so I hope you guys, y'all had a great Christmas and a great New Year. And ready to rock out this 2019 and make it the best that we can make it. I know that for me so far, this 2019 has been kind of shaky. I know I've been claiming that we win in all 2019, but 2019 showing me that they not about to give it to me without a fight, or that 2019 not about to give it to me without a fight. So I'm just like, okay, you know, I said I'm winning all 2019, so no matter what it looks like, you know, I'm just fighting for it, pushing forward or whatever. And that's what this podcast is about today. The name of this episode is Fight For It. And I just was really inspired to do this topic on today because of the things that I've been going through. So I hope that this topic, you know, reaches out and touches somebody and let them know that they're not in a fight by themselves. So quick story, though, before I start. So I want to go visit my parents in the city of New Orleans. Well, they live in Slidell, but you got to go through New Orleans. But I want to go visit them for the New Year break. So that drive from Houston to New Orleans is like a little over 300 miles. So there and back is like over 600 miles, right? So went out there, had a blast, spent the whole New Year's Eve with my parents, and then me and babe popped firecrackers and stuff. Woke up on New Year's Day and drove back to Houston. Everything was good. We chilled, had enough time to still chill when we got back home. The next day, January 2nd, get in my car, head to work, everything doing good or whatever. Bam, pulled over, get a ticket. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. It's like the second of the month, and I done drove 600 plus miles, no problem, booking it. Do you hear me? Like, I don't know. I've seen this post before, but I don't know about for y'all, but you know, like you said, it's a sport to beat the GPS. So, like, I literally, going there and back, I, like, knocked, like, 20 minutes off of the GPS. Yes, I was booking it, honey. But I guess my karma came back around because on January 2nd, bam, got a ticket. I think I was doing, like, a 45 and a 35, something like that. So I was like, stupid. Then on January 3rd, my job started tripping. So I'm like, okay, this is like, we only like 2 days into the month. And I'm like, three days into the new year, what the heck is going on? So I said all that to say, yes, this year, 2019 is showing me that I'm gonna have to fight for it. And, you know, it made me start thinking about some things and of that nature and putting stuff into perspective. So I just want to talk about first, write down your goals. What are your goals for this year? I found that when I write things down, it's a higher chance that because I have something to refer back to. Like, if you don't write it down, you just feel like you can just keep it in your mind. You go off wandering to and fro and just forget what it is that you need to be focused on. So when you write it down, you have something to refer back to. Oh, I said I'm going to do this. I said I'm going to save. I said I'm going to build my credit. I said I'm going to whatever it is that your goals are for 2019. I said I was going to start my business. I said that I was going to actually start stop doing freebies, start actually getting paid for my time, whatever it is that I do. I said that I was going to upgrade my business this year. I'm going to a new level. Just whatever it is that your goal is for 2019, I encourage you. Deeply, deeply, deeply encourage you to write it down. And when you write it down, like I said, you have a higher chance of you making that happen because you have something to always refer back to. You have a guide to get you to meet that goal. And when you write down whatever that goal is, break that one goal down. So if your goal is to start saving money, which that needs to be my goal, but if your goal is to start saving money, then when you write that goal down, then break that goal down. How are you going to do that? I'm going to cut this out. I'm going to, you know, invest in this to whatever it is, whatever your goal is. Break that goal down so that you can, at the end of the year, you have your big goal, but then throughout the year, you take tiny steps to meet that big goal. And before you know it, the goal is met. Write the goal down, and then not only write it down, but once you write it down, break it down, create a plan, create a map of how you're going to do that. And once you do that, then you have to resist and persist is what I want to say. So you have to resist the urge to veer off. I'm going to save. Ooh, but them new shoes just came out. Ooh, yes, God, I'm going to get them new shoes. Oh, this new. Oh, I got to have this sweater, honey. Oh, my goodness. I got to go on this trip. Whatever it is that's going to veer you, I'm a big electronics geek. I love electronics. Like, in my house, I have two smart TVs. Well, actually, three, but one of them is not being used. Ain't that sad? But I have two smart TVs plugged in. I have two Apple TVs. I have two game systems. I have two iPads. I have phones. I have a sound bar. I love electronics. Electronics is my weakness. You know how some people have a shoe fetish? All they buy is shoes. All I buy is electronics. I have a GoPro. GoPro. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, GoPro. I have, babe, he did have a drone, but he said the battery was dying too fast, so we took it back. But we love electronics in my household, so that's something that we, like, really splurge on. We love electronics. And then it don't never be, like, no cheap electronics. It just be, like, stuff that you really got to pay for. So we really be digging into our pockets to get the stuff that we be wanting. But, yeah. So whatever it is that's going to make you veer off of your goal or prolong the goal, resist it. Resist. And then persist. Persist meaning whatever your map is, whatever little small goals that you broke down to meet that big goal, no matter what happens, be persistent. Persistent. If your goal is to save money and that new Tyler Perry play coming out and you like, oh, I got to go see that play because this might be the last one with Madea. Is that something that's going to be meeting your goal? Is that something that you can really, is that something that's going to take you off of the map that you've created for yourself? Whatever your goal is, be persistent in it, no matter what it looks like. Oh my goodness. My car got repo. Okay. Or just whatever it is, be persistent in reaching that goal. For example, if I'm going to the Mall of Galleria, there's plenty of ways that I can get to the Mall of Galleria. I can take the interstate. I can go down Westheimer. I can go down Bella. Like, I can go plenty of ways to get to the same destination. So sometimes we think in our head that, oh, I have this goal. I have a tunnel vision of one way I'm going to get to that goal. But then life starts happening. In my situation, I got a ticket. My job started acting up. So, like, but I had, when the year first started off, or before the year started off, I was very excited winning. Oh, my goodness. It kind of did kind of, you know, put a little damper on me. But I had to, like, literally, I have to coach myself every morning that I wake up. Like, I have to really pep talk myself. You got this. No matter what it looks like, life happens. You just gonna have to take another route to get to where you need to go. And that's what I want to encourage you guys. Be persistent enough to find another route to get to where you want to go, to meet that goal. Persistence is key. Resistance and persistence is key. Resist the distractions. Persist on finding a way to get to that goal. Be persistent. if you don't give up, the only way that you can lose is if you give up. So if you don't give up, you're going to meet that goal. Be persistent. And that's like, I can't put enough weight on those two words. Resist the distractions, persist to find a way. And that's so important. Like, I almost want to just scream it. It's just so important. Like, you have those two are very important in this year to making this the best year that you want it to be, to make this year the year that you want it to be. No matter what happens, life happens to us all. The unexpected happens. But when you're persistent and when you're resistant to distractions and persistent to find a way to meet that goal, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I've had it happen for me. Being persistent, even though life situations happen, I was persistent, kept going, and bam, I got there. I moved out here to Houston. I almost lost my apartment the first year that I was out here. Now, I wasn't even out here a whole year. I think I was out here for 6 months. I moved here in July. By December, I was about to lose my apartment, but I was persistent and resistant to distractions, persistent to make it happen for myself. I thank my family and stuff for, you know, helping me along the way. But a lot of it I was persistent to do it on my own, to gain my independence. And that's what I did. I pressed through. My parents didn't even know that I was about to lose my apartment. That's how persistent I was. Like, I was determined to do it on my own, to make it on my own. And I pushed through that, and here I am in Houston 2 years later, and things are like the best, but I'm doing good for myself. And me and Babe, we're building our life, and it's happening because we're persistent and meeting our goals and doing the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves and to get to the level of life that we want to get to. My next pointer was when it doesn't look good, when it don't look good, you have to like literally pep talk yourself. Listen to your favorite song, listen to your favorite motivational speaker, whatever it is, just you have to pep talk yourself. If you don't pep talk yourself, guess what's going to happen? You're going to worry because whatever it is that's bothering you or whatever situation that's going on, that's going to keep replaying over and over and over and over and over and over in your head. And if you don't have any ammo or not feeding yourself anything to battle that, it's going to win. It's going to take over you. It's going to consume you. You're going to worry yourself to death. You're going to not be persistent, and you're going to lose your resistance because you're not feeding yourself anything to battle that worry in your head or whatever it is that's going on with you. So when it doesn't look good, you have to feed yourself something to battle whatever it is that's worrying you or that's going on, whatever the situation is. You have to feed yourself the exact opposite. You have to speak it out loud. You have to say it to yourself. If you got to look in the mirror and say it to yourself, if you got to write it down over. You remember when you was in school, you used to have to write lines? I don't know, that's maybe too old school for some people, but I remember when I was younger in school, we had to write lines. I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class. And they used to make you write that like 50 times, 100 times, whatever, just so that you can... I guess it was a way of just inputting it in your head whenever you mess up. Oh, I wrote this. I said I wasn't going to do this. Then it didn't ever work for me. But I'm just saying, in this case, in this day and age, you got to keep saying it to yourself out loud. If you got to write it, if writing it down is your thing, write it down over and over again. Look at yourself in the mirror. Say it over and over again. Leave sticky notes on the mirror. Write it with a dry erase marker on the mirror. Whatever you have to do to keep yourself, to feed yourself the opposite of what's going on, of that negativity, do that. Because it's not going to always look good. Yes, we want to say that we're going to be winning all 2019, but everything is not going to go the way that you planned it to go. Everything is not going to go the way that you expected it to go. You're going to have some obstacles. You're going to have some things that come up against you. You're going to have some things that make you literally stop in your tracks and be like, wow, did that just really happen? you have to feed yourself the positivity as well so that you'll be able to battle, resist, and persist though to meet that goal, whatever that goal to win this year. You're going to have to do it. That's so important. That's vital to winning of 2019. And then the last thing that I want to say is, and that's why I gave my story at the beginning, is that you're not alone. You're not alone in this fight. Everybody is trying to make this the best year. Every year you should be trying to make it the best year, the year better than the year before, better than the year before. If when Apple releases a phone, and they get on my nerves when they do this, but it's very, people buy it, so it works, obviously. But whenever they release a new phone, they always say this. This is the best phone that we've released as of yet. This is the best phone. This is the best operating system that we've released so far. Which I would hope so, because you don't want to digress from the year before, right? So, but they say that every time they release a phone. And so that's the kind of mind frame that you want to have every year that you go through. So I want, this is the best year that I've had thus far. This is the best year that I've had thus far. This is the best year that I've had thus far. And you got to keep playing those things over in your head. And you got to keep that type of mentality that this is going to be the best year. This year is going to be better than last. No matter what obstacles come up, no matter what you're facing, number one, you're not alone in this. Everybody's going to have obstacle, life situation, life, hell, life happens. So you just want to resist and persist. That's the two most important words that I've said during this podcast. You want to resist and persist, because if you don't do that, it's not going to be the best year that you've had. And you're going to fall on your face, just to be quite frank, honest. But, you know, that's okay. Whenever you fall, you just get back up and try it again. And that's what I want to encourage you guys. No matter how many times you fall this year, get your ass up. Get your ass up. Get your ass up. I know I said that in my last video on Instagram. Matter of fact, if you're not following me on Instagram, you need to go ahead and do that. At Drake Life Skills. But if you fall, get your ass up. I had a ticket. Whew. That one got me, because I hadn't had a ticket in a while. But, you know, I was like, okay, it's cool, whatever. Then my job started acting up. That one kind of caught me off guard, blindsided me. But I'm like, okay, it's cool. Let's keep going. Let's keep pressing. Let's keep doing what we have to do to make this the best year ever. And I know it's only January. And I know we only a week into January. But for some people may have had it rougher than what I've had it. But I just want to encourage you guys to keep going. Be persistent, resist the distractions, persist towards the goal. If one way isn't working it out for you that you thought it would to meet that goal, be persistent, find another route, get there. You gotta be persistent to build your own life, to build your own happiness, to build your own relationships. I love you guys. Peace.
Don't hit me in my DM. Promise that my BM gonna slide when she see him.